4-4 in the third set. We've got Serena Williams and Harmony Tan. We'll keep you updated with that. 0-0, the Matildas and Portugal in that game. And to give us a market update, we go to Combank's Tom Petrovsky. G'day, Tommy.
Jimmy, great to have you back on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Where you belong.
Well, you're obviously not listening to the afternoons program. But anyway, let's forget about that. Matt Lodge, $20,000 a game.
Listen to the missile with the humour.
All right, I think that's passes by. You better just give us a market update, Tommy.
Look, yeah, let's stick to our professions. Look, the market's going to take a bit of a knock today. So the futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be down by around 1.2%. We've seen some pretty substantial improvements for stocks over the course of the last week. So they're just giving back some ground. US stocks had a pretty decent knock last night. The NASDAQ was leading the charge lower, down by around 3%. The S&P 500 down by around 2%. Oil, unfortunately, has rebounded overnight. So it's up by around 2%. It's risen by about 5% over the course of the last day. So energy stocks should do well today. The Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker against the US dollar. So it's trading back to 69 US cents.
Well done, Tommy. Have a great day. Tom Petrovsky there from CommBank. Coming up next, we'll speak to Brett Phillips, Ree Wimbledon, Cameron George, the CEO of the Warriors, Danny Badiris as well. And your text messages, 0457 736 736.